Hello, everyone. My name is Eli Dare, Bishop of South Dallas Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation out of South Dallas, Libertyville, Texas. Today is April 1, 2017, or as they did 5, 2021, when we start our first service today, the song entitled Higher Ground. I'm pressing on the upward way, and the high time gave me every day. Still praying high out of ground, yeah, plant my feet on higher ground. Lift me up and let me stand, on heaven's stable hand, a higher place will I have found. Yeah, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay, my doubts arise and fear dismay. The world is around, for my head is higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land. A higher place than I have found, now plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, oh Satan stars, set me ahead. For faith has taught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land. A higher place than I have found, now plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a flame of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I found, yeah, lead me on to higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land. I pray and I have found, yet that my feet on higher ground. Part 13, Righteous by Faith. We're going to continue on our series, starting with Luke chapter 1. It says that, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in the order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as he delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know a certainty of those things, wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacchaeus, of the course of Abia, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elishabeth. And they were both righteous before Yahweh, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Yahweh blameless. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before Yahweh in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of Yahweh. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Yahweh standing on the right side of the altar of the incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of Yahweh, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Yahweh, their Elohim, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of the Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient unto the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Yahweh. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of Yahweh, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months since. Thus hath the Yahweh dealt with me in the day wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. And in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from Yahweh unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, unto a virgin espoused unto a man whose name is Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name is Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, Yahweh is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with Yahweh. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Yahshua. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Yahweh Elohim shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of Yahweh. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her. He was called barren, for with Yahweh nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of Yahweh, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. It came to pass as when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my master should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things of which was told her from the Yahweh. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Yahweh, and my spirit hath rejoiced in Yahweh my Father, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. As he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever, and Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned unto her own house. Okay, birth of John the Baptist. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Yahweh had showed great mercy upon her. They rejoiced with her. It came to pass that on the 8th day they came to circumcise the child. They called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. They said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing and table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was open immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised Yahweh. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these things were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid down in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of Yahweh was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which has been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised unto our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. The oath which he swore unto our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And thou, the child, shalt be called the prophet of the house, for thou shalt go before the face of the Yahshua to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sin, through the tender mercy of our Yahweh, whereby the day sprang from on high, has visited us, to give light unto them that are sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and was strong in the spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. John 16, These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth Yahweh's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning because I was with you? Yahshua comforts his disciples, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asks me whither goest thou. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things the Father hath are mine, therefore said I that he should take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us, A little while, and ye shall not see me? And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said, Therefore, what is this that he saith, A little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now Yahshua knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves that I said a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. Okay, let's do that, Judge. John 16, verse 21, let's do that again. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour has come, but as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. This thing have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, that I shall show you plenty of the Father. At that time you shall ask in my name, and I shall not, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came from our Father. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go unto the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo now, speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee? By thee we believe that thou camest from the Father. Yahshua answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and it is now come that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but here be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Okay, Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto Elohim. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the spirit. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much? And she said, yea, for so much. And Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed to tempt together to tempt the spirit of Yahweh? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the spirit. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And a great fear came upon all the congregation, upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest, there was no man adjoined himself unto them. But the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the congregation multitudes, both of men and women. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on the beds and couches, that it, at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits. And they were healed every one. Then the high priest rose up and went, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. And the angel of Yahweh by the night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple of the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the door. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? There's that name, see? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. And Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than men. Yahweh of our fathers raised up Yahshua, whom you slew and hang on a tree. Him hath Yahweh exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance unto Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are sure And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Spirit, whom he already hath given unto them that obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, the Pharisee, named Gamaliel, and the doctor of the law, having a reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. And said unto them, "You men of Israel, take heed on yourselves, what you intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who were slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel of this work be of men, it shall come to naught. But if it be of Yahweh, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against Yahweh." And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of the Yeshua, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple, and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach in Yeshua Messiah. Okay, that ends Acts chapter 5. Now we go to Acts chapter 10 to continue on with the word righteousness. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared Yahweh with all his heart, which gave much alms unto the people and prayed unto Yahweh always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of Yahweh coming in to him and saying unto him, "Cornelius," and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Master?" And he said unto him, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before Yahweh. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon the tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do." And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them unto Joppa on the morrow as they went on their journey, and drew nigh unto the city. Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, and he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they were ready to, he fell into a trance. "I saw heaven open and a certain vessel descend unto him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down unto the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice unto him, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But Peter said, 'Not so, Master, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.' And the voice spake unto him again the second time, 'What Elohim hath cleansed that call not thou coming?' This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for the Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, 'Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them.' Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, Behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause wherefore you are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feared Yahweh, and of good report among all the nation of the Jew, was warned from Yahweh by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear the words of thee. Then called he them in, and lodged them, and on the morrow Peter went away with them. And certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am out. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together, and he said unto them, You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come into one of another nation, but Elohim has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you. Without gainsaying, as soon as I was asked, for I asked therefore for what intent you have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in a bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of Yahweh. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of the one Simon a tanner, by the sea side, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee immediately. Therefore I sent unto thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before Yahweh, to hear all things that are commanded thee of Yahweh. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that Yahweh is no respecter of person, and in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. If you work righteousness, it is accepted with him. The word which Yahweh sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by the Yahshua Messiah, he is the master of all. That word I say, you shall, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how Yahweh anointed Yahshua of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for Yahweh was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. How Yahweh raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto the witnesses chosen before of Yahweh, even to us, who did eat and drink with him, that he rose from the dead, after that he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of Yahweh to be the judge in quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Peter and the Gentiles. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard of them speak with tongues and magnify Yahweh. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Father. And then prayed they him to cherish certain days. Well, Acts 13, now there were in the church of the congregation that was at the Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As he ministered unto the Yahshua and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called." When they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed unto Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of Yahweh in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their ministry. And when they had gone through the isles unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of Yahweh. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by the interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him and said, "O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Yahweh? And now behold, the hand of Yahweh is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. And the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Yahshua. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned unto Jerusalem. Verily, when they departed from Perga, they came unto Antioch and Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and sat down. And after reading the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, "Ye men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on." Then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and ye that fear Elohim, give audience. For the Yahweh of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with an high arm and brought he them out of it. And about the time of the 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years, until Samuel the prophet. And afterwards they desired a king, and Yahweh gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of the Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, unto whom also he gave testimony, and said, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath Yahweh, according unto his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Yahshua." And John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance unto all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, "Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fears Yahweh, unto you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwelt at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But Yahweh raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people." And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the Father, Yahweh hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, and that he hath raised up Yahshua again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, "Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee." And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, "I will give you the sure mercies of David." Wherefore he saith also in another psalm, "Thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of Yahweh, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom Yahweh raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified in all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophet. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached unto them the next Sabbath. And when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking unto them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of Yahweh. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh. And when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of Yahweh should first have been spoken unto you. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn unto the Gentiles. For so hath Yahweh commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for the salvation unto the ends of the earth." And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Yahweh, and as many as were ordained unto eternal life believed. And the word of Yahweh was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women, and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coast. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and came unto Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Now let's fast forward to Acts chapter 17. Now when they had passed through and Amphipolis and Apollione, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Yahshua must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Yeshua whom I preach unto you is the Messiah. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them a certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out unto the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason had received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Yahshua." And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the others, they let them go. Paul at Berea and Athens, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed also of the honorable women, which were Greeks and men not a few. But when the Jews of the Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of Yahweh was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea, but Silas and Timothy abode there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timothy for to come unto him with all speed, they departed. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given unto idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market day with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Yeshua and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him unto our Pegasus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know be therefore what these things be mean." You know what those things were, that these strange things that he was complaining about? "Thou bringest certain strange things to our ears." Well, I'm going to go back and read to you there in verse 18 and 19. Then certain philosophers of the Epicurean and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Some, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods." Okay, strange gods, strange things. That word strange is used twice. What are those strange gods? That's Yahweh the Father and Yahshua his Son. That's these strange gods that these here certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him. Because they didn't believe in Yahweh or Yahshua that was being preached by Paul and his apostles and those that was with Paul. Because he preached unto them Yahshua. They say Jesus here, but we know that Jesus was not a known word back then, not a known name back then. It was Yahshua, the Hebrew. And so these Epicureans and these Stoics, they certainly did not believe. Because what it say in verse 16, "Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred up in him when he saw the city wholly given unto idolatry." Well, the Adventists, they don't believe in using the sacred name Yahweh or Yahshua the Son. They will not touch it at all. And so what are the Adventists given to? That's the reason why we have conflict when we go into the Adventist synagogues and try to do like Paul did, teach them the doctrine of Yahweh and his son Yahshua. The Adventists, they kick us out and they lay hands on us and they do everything in the world they can. They call the police on us and everything. It's no different than the way they were back then. Now let's go on verse 21, Acts 17. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. So you get that? The Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Now we had down at Kermit, Texas, we had a certain lady, member of the congregation, and every Sabbath she'd say, "Oh, Father Tom, Brother Johnson, tell us something bizarre. We want to hear some new things." She says, "Tell us some bizarre things, new things." Let us go on. Acts 17:22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'Unto the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.'" Yahweh that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Yahweh of the heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hand, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. So he's made of one blood all nations. And what is that? What is that one blood? That's the blood of the Yahshua. That's the blood of the Yahshua. The same blood that he used in power of the blood of the everlasting covenant to raise his son up from the dead. That's that blood. And hath determined, the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Yeshua, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. How is he not far from every one of us? Through the Spirit. I just read to you in John 16 a while back, saying the Spirit of truth. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he leads you into all truth. That's how near our Savior is unto us. We connect up with him through the Spirit. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of Yahweh, we ought not to think that the Yahweh head is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance Yahweh winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. You get that? He has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. Did you know that day struck at Gilead Center in 2002? Fulfilling 1 Peter 4:17, and I'm going to read that to you right now. 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of the Yahweh. And the house of the Yahweh is at Kermit, Texas, 2002, when it closed out the judgment of the dead and the ending of the 11th parabolic hour to start the 12th parabolic hour. Judgment began at the house of Yahweh. That was the day he appointed. And the year was the Passover. It starts at the Passover of 2002, and he gave me a message and a prophecy to declare on the world at least 6 months before the Passover, probably at least 6 months, and said, There's going to be a change in the guard starting at the Passover 2002 and will culminate the Psalm Center 2002. That was the beginning of the judgment that Peter talked about that began at the house of Yahweh. All right, let's go back now and read Acts 17, verse 31 again. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Now, who is that man? That's his son, Yahshua the Messiah. And Yahshua the Messiah is the one that came to the threshold of the house at Kermit, Texas, at the Passover 2002. And he called my wife and myself and Alan DeLong, the only three that would hear his voice, to come out from them, among them, and be you separate, and touch no unclean thing. And lo and behold, we were separated from them, and fulfilling that scripture in Acts, in Corinthians, where it says, come out from among them and be you separate and touch no unclean thing. Well, we were separated down there in 2002. We became separate from then on. And when they heard the resurrection of the dead, some mocked and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. This brings in our contact at the 11th hour call. And number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close this message now with a song. So the storm passes by, the dark of the midnight, that my heart hid my face. For the storm howled above me, and there's no hiding place. Did the crash of the thunder precious Yahweh, my trust, keep me safe till the storm passes by? Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispers, there is no use to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise, where the storm never darkens the sky. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds go forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let the sun in my presence on the bright and peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never come, yet may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, The thunder sounds no more, the clouds go forever from the sky. Oh, my fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the dawn.